ಶ್ರೀ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನೇ ನಮಃ. ಗೀತಾ ಪ್ರಬೋಧನಿ, ಕಾನ್ಸೈಸ್ ಕಾಮೆಂಟ್ರಿ ಆನ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಬೈ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ರಾಮ್ ಸುಖದಾಸ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ ಜಿ. ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 8 ಫ್ರಮ್ ವರ್ಸ್ 1-7. ಅರ್ಜುನ ಪುಟ್ಸ್ ಫೋರ್ತ್ 7 ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆನ್ಸರ್ಸ್ ದೆಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಟು ಥಿಂಕ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಅಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್. ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 8 ವರ್ಸಸ್ 1-2. ಅರ್ಜುನ ಉವಾಚ, ಕಿಂ ದತ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಕಿಮಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮಂ ಕಿಂ ಕರ್ಮ ಪುರುಷೋತ್ತಮ ಅಧಿಭೂತಂ ಚ ಕಿಂ ಪ್ರೋಕ್ತಂ ಅಧಿದೈವಂ ಕಿಂ ಉಚ್ಯತೆ. ಅಧಿಯಜ್ಞ ಕಥಂ ಕೋತ್ರ ದೇಹೇಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಮಧುಸೂದನ ಪ್ರಯಾಣ ಕಾಲೇ ಚ ಕಥಂ ಜ್ಞೇಯೋಸಿ ನಿಯತಾತ್ಮಭಿ. ಅರ್ಜುನ ಸೆಡ್, ಒ ಪುರುಷೋತ್ತಮ, ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ? ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮ? ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕರ್ಮ? ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೆಡ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಅಧಿಭೂತ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಅಧಿದೈವ? ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಅಧಿಯಾಜ್ಞ ಹಿಯರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೌ ಡಸ್ ಹೀ ಡ್ವೆಲ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಓ ಮಧುಸೂದನ? ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೌ ಆರ್ ಯು ಟು ಬಿ ರಿಯಲೈಸ್ಡ್ ಆಟ್ ದ ಟೈಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಡೆತ್ ಬೈ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಕಂಟ್ರೋಲ್ಡ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ಸ್? ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 8 ವರ್ಸ್ 3. ಶ್ರೀ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಉವಾಚ, ಅಕ್ಷರಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಪರಮಂ ಸ್ವಭಾವೋಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮಂ ಉಚ್ಯತೆ ಭೂತಭಾವೋದ್ಭವಕರಃ ವಿಸರ್ಗ ಕರ್ಮ ಸಂಯುತಃ. ದ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಡ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಸೆಡ್, ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಇಂಪೆರಿಷಬಲ್ ಅಕ್ಷರ ಇಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ. Atma dwelling in the individual body is called Adhyatma, also known as Jivatma or Paraprakriti, creative force of the Lord which brings forth the existence of beings is called Karma or action. Chapter 8 verse 4. Adhibhutam Kshara Bhavah ಪುರುಷಶ್ಚಾಧಿದೈವತಂ ಅಧಿಯಾಜ್ಞೋಹಮೇವಾತ್ರ ದೇಹೇ ದೇಹ ಭೃತಾಂಬರ. ಓ ಬೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಎಂಬಾಡೀಡ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್, ಆಲ್ ಪೆರಿಷಬಲ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಅಧಿಭೂತ. ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ಅಧಿದೈವ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಡ್ವೆಲಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಆಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅ ವಿಟ್ನೆಸ್, ಐ ಅಲೋನ್ ಆಮ್ ದಿ ಅಧಿಯಾಜ್ಞ ಆರ್ ದ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಯಾಕ್ರಿಫೈಸ್. ಕಾಮೆಂಟ್: As water appears in different forms, that is, vapor, steam, clouds, process of rain, raindrops and snow, but it remains only one entity, in the same way, God, though appearing as Adhyatma, Karma, Adhibhutam, Adhidaiva and Adhyajna, in fact, He remains as one entity only. In this analogy, water in the form of vapor is Brahma, water in the form of steam is Adhyajna, water in the form of clouds is Adhidaiva, water in the form of raindrops is Adhyatma, water in the activity of rain is Karma, and water in the form of snow is Adhibhuta. When all these forms are put together as one entire form, it has been called in Gita as Vasudevah Sarvam. Refer Gita chapter 7 verse 19. Sad Asachaham. Refer Gita chapter 9 verse 19. And Sad Asat Tat Paramyat. Refer Gita chapter 11 verse 37. Chapter 8 verse 5. Antakale chamameva smaran muktva kalevaram yah prayati samadbhavam yati nastyatra samshayah. He who departs from the body remembering me alone even at the time of death attains me. There is no doubt about this. Comment: out of his special grace, the Lord has granted this allowance to the human being that regardless of how his life may have been, even if he remembers him at the time of death, he will uplift him. The reason is that out of his grace, God has bestowed the human birth for his spiritual progress only. In fact, all the time it is the last moment of life, because the death can come at any time. There is no such moment in which death could not come. Therefore, man must always remember God. Chapter 8, verse 6. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tejat yanti kalivaram tam tame vaiti kaunteya sada tad bhav bhavitah. O Kaunteya, addressing Arjuna, at the time of death, whosoever the person thinks of, that alone he attains, for being ever absorbed in that thought, meaning that he goes to that womb or yoni. Comment. In the context of devotion, Lord explained the freedom given to man in the verse 21, Gita chapter 7, Yo-yo yam-yam tanum bhaktaha, who he may worship. Here in the context of final departure from the world, he explains that man is free to choose his lot. The intent is that due to God's kind nature, he does not interfere in the freedom given to man, but man brings his downfall by using this freedom in the wrong way, that is, indulging in pleasure and prosperity, and thus goes to lower births. But if the man uses the freedom properly, wishes to attain God, he will attain that state which is even difficult for the demigods. Chapter 8, verse 7. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu ma manusvara yudhyacha mayar pita mano buddhir mame vaishyasya samshayam. Therefore, think of me all the times and fight the war by offering your mind and intellect to me. Without any doubt, you shall come to me. Comment. There is no such time when death cannot come. Therefore, man should always continuously remember God. Then death may come any time, but he will be remembering God, thus he will attain God. Question. Here it is the time of war. Always remembering God, how is it possible to fight? And while the war is going on, how is it possible to remember God? Always. Swamiji's answer. One way is to try to remember. The other is that the remembrance remains. Whatever is seated at the self level is not forgotten. It means that if the aspirant accepts with a determined heart that I am only God's, God is only mine, then during whatever work he engages in, he will always remain in remembrance of God. As a Brahmana always remembers that he is a Brahmana without trying to remember. If we wake him up in his sleep and ask him, he will say, I am a Brahmana. In this, practice is not required, but acceptance only is working. Similarly, after marriage, the devoted wife always remembers the husband without trying to remember. She does not even forget this in the dream state. This is the case of acceptance, where forgetfulness does not happen. On accepting the relationship with God, the aspirant's mind and intellect automatically are surrendered to God. Narayana Narayana, Narayana.